From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Greece has sworn in a caretaker government today to manage the country until another round of elections next month. A May 6th vote resulted in a hung parliament, and as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the gridlock is threatening the country's Eurozone membership.
The 16-member cabinet will be led by senior judge Panayotis Pikramenos. The caretaker government will have no binding powers. The 300 members of parliament who won seats in the last election were also sworn in, but just for a day to make way for new elections expected on June 17th. Among those sworn in were 21 deputies from Golden Dawn, a fascist anti-immigrant party. Golden Dawn's leader gives the Nazi salute and says the Holocaust is a lie. More than half of Greeks supported anti-bailout parties in the last election. A leftist party now leading in public opinion polls says it wants to cancel the bailout loan agreement, keeping Greece solvent. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is now showing some flexibility on the issue of how to help Greece avoid default and keep it in the Eurozone. She says she is now willing to consider allowing some stimulus spending as well as the austerity programs Greek voters are rejecting. Former U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce Robert Shapiro outlines what could happen if the Greeks, the Germans, and the rest of the Eurozone cannot reach agreement.
Greece and Germany, if they cannot come to an agreement on the austerity, they will try to put in place some face-saving measure, give them several more months to plan for an orderly exit.
But the prospect of an exit has many Greeks withdrawing funds from banks. They're concerned that a return to the Greek drachma and a subsequent devaluation of it could leave them with no savings. European and U.S. banks could also be exposed to big losses. The U.S. has hit a demographic milestone. For the first time, racial and ethnic minorities account for more than half of the children born in the country. At the same time, NPR's Greg Allen reports the Census Bureau says the nation's immigration rates are declining.
For the 12-month period that ended in July, non-Hispanic whites made up 49.6% of the nation's births. Minorities, including Hispanics, blacks, Asians, and people of mixed race, accounted for the remaining 50.4% of births. Demographers say over time, the number of minority births compared to whites will rise. The median age for whites in the U.S. now is 42. Among the fastest-growing group, Hispanics, the median age is 27. In all, minorities now make up nearly 37% of the total U.S. population. With a slowdown in immigration, though, demographers say growth rates for the Hispanic and Asian populations dropped by half over the last decade. That appears to push back the date when minorities will outnumber whites in the U.S. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Stocks are down slightly in early trading. This is NPR News. The number of Americans filing new unemployment benefit claims was unchanged last week at 370,000. Northern Trust economist Brian Westbury sees good things in the report.
That is indicative of a labor market that is not booming, as we might have seen in some past years, but we are back on track for about 200,000 jobs added each month.
Weekly benefit applications below 375,000 generally suggest hiring is strong enough to lower the unemployment rate. Suicide bombers in Afghanistan have killed at least 11 people, including four attackers themselves. The group of bombers, armed with explosive-laden vests, automatic weapons, and rocket-propelled grenades, stormed a government compound in western Afghanistan. At least a dozen people were hurt in an ensuing gun battle. At the John Edwards trial, closing arguments take place today in a federal courtroom in Greensboro, North Carolina. North Carolina's Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi brings us up to date.
After 17 days of emotional, technical, and character testimony, lawyers will have a final opportunity to address the jury. U.S. Attorney David Harbach and defense attorney Abby Lowell will each have about 2 hours to summarize their cases and try to sway the 12 jurors and four alternates. Edwards, a former two-time presidential candidate, is charged with 6 counts of campaign finance violations. The prosecution says he orchestrated a plan to use nearly $1 million from two wealthy donors to hide his pregnant mistress. The defense maintains the money was a personal gift and that Edwards was never directly involved in any payments. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.